Alright, it's the Everything Digital Podcast. It is, of course, Friday, April 29th, also known as Tiger Release Day. That's right. And I was in attendance at the release party earlier today here in San Diego, the University Town Center store. And what an event. What an event. Really, really amazing show they put on. Well, you'll hear in the audio clips that I'll play for you in a little bit, but really, really great way to bring Tiger into the Mac community. They actually lined up all the Apple employees. They had everyone out of the store at 5 o'clock, and then we waited out there until 6. And by 6, they had all the Apple employees lined up on either side of the door, going all the way into the store, straight into like the cash register area, and they at 6 o'clock they opened the doors. They started. They had all the lights dimmed. They turned on the lights, and they started playing "Eye of the Tiger," which I got playing right now. They started playing that through the whole store, and they had all the Apple employees, you know, clapping and cheering and leading everybody through this, you know, celebration and into the store. And then the store was just packed after that. I was third in line, but they actually only let a certain number of people in because of fire hazard and occupancy number limitations. The line must have been, I mean, hundreds of people long, extending out the door. So really, really amazing event. And this was the small San Diego store. Adam from the MacCast was over at the large San Diego store, Fashion Valley. And I don't think he actually got a chance to record. I think his something went wrong with his iRiver or something, and he wasn't able to record. But I know podcasters around the country were taking trips to their local Apple stores. So we'll have to compare. Actually, I'm going to compare notes with some other people who attended the celebrations. Probably not on this show, but maybe on the next show, which I'll do probably within the next hour. Because there's a couple people that I'm just waiting for to come back online. And then I'm going to do some interviews and compare notes on the Tiger celebrations with them. But on this show, what I basically want to do is I want to get through all the recordings that I took at different intervals during the Tiger release. I actually got there around 3 o'clock, nice and early, and then stayed there till about 7. It's now 8:42, and I've got all those clips lined up in iTunes. So let's go ahead and get started with that, shall we? All right, so the first clip was, I believe, I probably say the time, but it should have been around 3:30, so let's go ahead with that. And these may be a little quiet, so I might have to do some adjusting here. Okay, let's see.
It's the Everything Digital Podcast for Friday, April 29th, 2005, and I'm recording live, or almost live, from inside the Apple Store on this Tiger release day. I'm a little self-conscious about talking to myself here, so I'm probably just going to do short recording bits as we progress. Hey, I'm back again. It is 4:38 now, and I've been trying to do some stuff on my computer. I think mostly I'm just going to record completely on the iPod, and then I may route some Skype calls and interviews and stuff in into the iPod from there, or I may just do the interviews afterwards. But it's kind of, there's some more people in here now, as you can probably hear. They've got a security guard at the front. I think, They're going to start to get the people organized, and maybe I think they're actually going to close the store at 5 o'clock is what the tech here said, and bring everybody outside, and then everybody can wait outside and they get in line to come back in. So I think they're expecting a whole lot of people, but it is still
okay. And we're here with.
Let me go ahead and pause it there. So basically, those clips that you just heard, that was me waiting there, waiting for them to have everybody go out of the store, actually. And then at 5 o'clock, they turned off the lights, or turned off half the lights at least, sort of dimmed the store, told everyone, you know, make your purchases, you got to get out of here, we've got to prep for the release. And then I believe this next clip is going to be after I got outside. So let's go ahead.
Okay, and we're here with Shuby from the Code Mini.
Actually, this clip didn't really work.
I believe still at home.
I tried to do sort of a Skype onto my iPod thing, but it didn't really work.
Release pretty soon, and we're just doing a test here of the Skype to iPod setup. So go ahead and say something. Okay, and a couple more things.
You can see you can't hear him at all. So I'm going to go ahead and skip over this one. Okay, I think this next one is from outside the store, so let's go ahead.
All right, it's 5:22, so almost 5:30 here, and I am third in line, and they've still got the doors closed. Looks like they're organizing inside. The line is stretching around the corner, looks like. Probably at least 30 people. So quite a turnout. And still it looks like the Apple techs are conversing inside. Everybody who passes by has to stop and say, what's a tiger? Or what's a tiger world? Or what does tiger do? What is an operating system? What are they doing? I'm drawing quite a bit of attention. I'll be back probably around 5:45. Okay, I'm here with another update. Getting louder by the minute here. 5:30 on the dot. And I'm here with...
Amanda.
And she has already got Tiger.
I should cut in for a second here. So at this point, it was getting louder, so I started to talk a little closer to the mic. You may hear some distortion. That was just because I had basically the mic right up against my mouth, because there was enough noise that I figured if it was any farther away, you wouldn't be able to hear me. Well, turns out it was a little too close. I'll know for next time, for 10.5, I guess. But here, this is kind of cool. The person behind me in line actually already had Tiger, so I talked with her a little bit. And actually, it was a couple that was behind me in line, and... The guy, I was talking to him, and he knew what I was doing. He goes, I think I heard him mention podcasting. And then I turn around, and I'm like, did you just say podcasting? And he had recognized that I was doing a podcast. And so then we talked about podcasting a little bit. Turns out he had heard of it, hadn't subscribed to anything yet. But I gave him the everythingdigital.org site and the iPodder.org site and a couple other podcasting sites. So hopefully he's out there listening to this right now. But anyway, here is an interview with someone who already had Tiger. This is with Amanda, who was behind me in line.
Okay, I'm here with another update. Getting louder by the minute here. 5:30 on the dot. And I'm here with...
Amanda.
And she has already got Tiger. So tell us, what is your favorite feature?
The dashboard.
And what is so exciting about the dashboard?
I like my stickies.
Your stickies. All right. the excitement is mounting, and the line is growing. Must be... definitely more than 30 and wrapping around the corner. the Apple Texan side look ready and are poised to open the doors. But still waiting, I believe.
All right. So that was... I don't remember what time I said there. Probably that was about 25, 30 minutes before the release. This next one should be from a little closer. I basically did them every 5 minutes, so...
All right. New update on the scene here. Looks like some of the Apple Techs have come out of the store. It's 5:35, and they're now taking pictures of the crowd. Looks like a couple more Apple employees arrived on the scene. There's now a security guard at the door, although I think he was there before. We've got one Apple employee taking pictures outside the store here. And then the rest are inside preparing for the release. Line has extended even further. We're looking at probably almost 50 people now, although I can't see all of them. Most of them are around the curve. Looks like mall security has also come and asked Apple what's going on with the line, because I think it is disrupting mall traffic. It's getting quite large. I'm still third in line and happy to be here. All right, it's about 5:45 here, and they've just moved us to another line location a little bit further out from the store, so that we're not all crowded against the different stores' doors here. And looks like they're about ready. I think someone actually just tried to go in the store, just someone walking by, and I think the security guard said 20 minutes, so should be right on track for 6 o'clock.
Okay, so this next bit is the actual... I recorded the 5 minutes up to it and then 6 o'clock on for like 10 minutes here. So in this segment, it does the microphone gets a little overloaded here. So there will be quite a bit of distortion, especially in at the actual 6 o'clock time. Not too much though. It's a pretty good microphone, and I was recording at 96 kilohertz, so it should be okay. I'm going to try to keep the volume levels pretty much regulated, and I do suggest, though, that you put on earbuds or earphones, because some of the sounds here are really cool, even if a couple of them are distorted. So here we go. It's about 20 minutes, this next clip. I'll probably cut in here and there, but other than that, I think it'll be pretty entertaining. So let's go ahead and play it from start to finish.
All right, it's 5:55 here, and there's been Apple employees going in and out, and looks like they're about ready to open the doors. They're waiting inside. Let's check the time again. 5:56, so 4 minutes remaining. I'm just going to keep on recording up until 6 o'clock. I'm not sure if my clock is synchronized with theirs, but I've got 4 minutes left. People continuously stop by and try to get in. Someone just came by and asked what we're all waiting for. We didn't really want to explain, so he said to get into the Apple Store. He said he was going to Fry's. The line is now extending way around the corner. Actually, they diverted it, so now it's going sort of into the courtyard here. Must be close to 100 people here. Maybe even more. I can't see the entirety of it, but quite impressive turnout. Let me check the clock one more time. 5:57. An Apple employee just went in the store, and it doesn't look like they have anything else to do.
Now, I should say at this point, it turned out to be, I couldn't see the whole line, but it was more than 100. It was definitely a couple hundred people, maybe more, lined up outside, because it did really go on around the corner, around the other corner, into the courtyard, and looping around there. And actually, by the time I walked out around 7, there was still a line, because they could only fit so many due to their fire assessed room capacity. So they had like a certain amount of people in the store at a time, and then there was still this huge line going out the store, down the path, around the corner and into the courtyard. The mall security was really having a hard time controlling. But, I mean, not because they were rowdy, just because there were so many people. But anyway, okay, let's get back to this clip here.
Anything else to do? They're just waiting around for 6 o'clock. Make sure this is recording one more time. Yep. All right. Hope I'm getting all this. Just gonna catch some of the ambiance here. Excitement.
I should note, I use the word excitement way too much in this clip, but it really was the best way to describe it.
All right, there must be, there's probably about 15 Apple Techs in the store at the time, maybe even more. Pretty much everyone who works at this store showed up for this. All started gathering, talking, and then one security guard at the door making sure no one tries to get in. Looks like it's 5:58 now, so 2 minutes. Oh, someone just walked in the door. And being pushed out by the... Not pushed out, but verbally pushed out by the security guard. And 5:59. There is what looks like the Apple Tech who's going to make the announcement standing by the door with the security guard. Just about a minute and something left now. Make sure this iPod is still recording here. And it is. Any time now. I think we're pretty near 6 o'clock here. Still says 5:59 on my phone, but the Apple Techs have formed a tunnel through the store, presumably to the checkout counter, and looks like they're about ready to open those doors. 6 o'clock on my phone, but apparently not 6 o'clock Apple time. Oh, they're moving the Tiger World premiere standing easel sign. Security guard is taking hold of the door handle. And they're unlocking the foot locks on the door. And the doors are open.
Thank you for coming to our Tiger
event. And the Apple Tech is here. They're going crazy here. Crazy. Everybody is, all the Apple Techs are lined up, cheering. I've just been handed a scratch and win card for a PowerBook G4, iPod, or other prizes, it says. I don't even know if you can hear me. Everybody's making so much noise. And, music playing in the background, getting everybody pumped up. The first few copies of Tiger are already being handed out at the checkout desk. And people are lining up in front of there to buy theirs. I will not be lining up since I've already pre-ordered mine on Amazon. However, There are quite a few people lining up, and I think I'm going to go ahead and scratch off the scratch and win card. Let's see. Right, and apparently I've won a 10% discount on one total purchase tonight. I can present this card at the time of purchase for my 10% discount. Exclusions apply, see back of card. What'd you win?
I got an iPod Shuffle for one gig.
You got an iPod Shuffle
for one gig.
I got a 10% discount.
So did she.
Oh, yeah?
So podcast that, baby.
The person next to me here has just won an iPod Shuffle. Now I've got these metallic bits that were on the card all over me, and the microphone, unfortunately.
All right, I'm going to pause for a second here. So, you may have heard him, the person who was standing behind me in line that knew about podcasting, he won an iPod Shuffle, 1 gigabyte, off of his Scratch and Win card. So I was very happy for him, and you might have heard him, he goes, "Podcast that, baby." Really, really such a fun event, and the scratch cards made it just that much more fun. All right, here, we've still got about 12 or 13 minutes left here, so let's go.
The excitement is incredible here. The line to get to the counter is extremely long. The Apple Techs have quieted down quite a bit. But the people inside still have not. All right. And I'm going to keep recording as long as my iPod's battery lets me. Looks like everybody's enjoying the store, the excitement. People continue to line up for their Tiger purchases, and Tiger copies continue to go flying out the door. And excitement here is incredible. I've never been to a release like this, but it is quite amazing. A lot of excitement, a lot of people involved. There must be. And here comes an Apple employee with a huge stack of macOS 10.4 Tiger. Handing them out to the people in line. There's got to be hundreds of people in the store right now. Just amazing. I'm going to see if I can get a hold of Adam from the MacCast here. Don't think I'm going to be able to. It's way too noisy in here. But anyway, I will, after everybody calms down a bit, I may be able to get some interviews. Otherwise, I'll do them later once I get back home. I'm still recording here. Yes, I am. Very good. And we've got strollers. We've got all sorts of excitement here. I'm going to go see if I can get a hold of a computer here. Try out Tiger for the first time. Let's see. Oh, it looks like the iBooks over there may be free. Let's see if they've got Tiger installed yet or not. They may not, actually. But, oh, they do. All right. Let me, there's dashboard. And how wonderful is that? Oh, wow. That is amazing. What is the key command for dashboard? There it is. F12. Got a calculator, Cupertino time here. Oh, wow. Wonderful. All right, making my way back towards the register. I just heard an Apple tech joking about the next version of Mac OS X being Liger. And making my way back over towards the register. All right. And so, actually, I'm going to probably buy something now that I've got this 10% discount. I've got an Apple gift certificate that I've been wanting to spend. By the way, it is 6:08 now. So, anyway, I'm going to go shopping. I don't really know what I need, though. It's got to be something. And here come more copies of Tiger. Giant stacks coming out of the back room, and the Tiger display. They continually restock here. We've got the line is probably taking up half the store right now to get to the register, and people. We've got people all over the store checking out all the computers that have Tiger on them and buying things all over the place. This has to be a good night for Apple. Got people staring at me wondering why I'm talking to myself, although I am holding up a microphone, so. And so the rumors about a new PowerBook seem to be false. I don't know when that announcement would be made. But it hasn't been so far. Got people scratching off their cards all over the store. And a 20-inch widescreen display makes its way through the store. I'm going to take some pictures here. Forgot about that. Get out my phone, take some pictures.
And by the way, all these pictures can be seen on flickr.com/photos/everythingdigital. And I have just posted them. I haven't done any editing yet, but soon I will. I'll put them all under the same tag and then link to them from everythingdigital.org, so you can just look there, and I will have a link to all the photos that I took during the release. All right, back to this audio clip. which has about 5 minutes left, and then there's another 2 minute one after that, and then that's it.
And hopefully through these pictures, you'll be able to see the amazing amount of people that have turned up for this event. Of course, the pictures will be available on flickr.com/photos/everythingdigital. And I will be posting all the pictures from this event in the same place. Okay, taking a few pictures. We're waiting for it to calm down, but it doesn't seem to be. Alright, I'm going to go ahead and, since I've got 10% off, I'm going to go ahead and see if there's anything that I'd be interested in buying. Making our way through the crowd. Heading into the iPod section. Man, is it packed in here? This is crazy. Let's see here. Whew. There's some interesting products. Oh, ITV 200. Well, that's pretty cool. FireWire digital TV recorder.
Yeah.
I like it. I don't know if you can even hear me, but... the iMic. I've already got one in my bag here. Oh man, the amount of things going on here is amazing. There's people trying out software. There's people standing in line. There's people claiming their prizes from the giveaway. Really, quite amazing. And all the shelves are already stocked with Tiger all over the store. And Mac fans still forming a line that takes up... now it's taking up almost... 3/4 of the store here. The checkout line. People buying PowerBooks left and right. Yeah, I don't see how they would introduce the PowerBook G5 as well right now. I'm going to go ahead and set up my computer setup here and see if I can get Adam from the MacCast online. So I'm going to stop this recording for a bit, and I will see if I can record another bit. All right, and I'm out of the Apple Store again. I just found a quiet spot here in the shopping center to record. This will be the last segment. I'm just about to leave, but thought I'd record one more bit before I did. The event was amazing. I ended up buying a podium stand or something. I'm not quite sure what it's called, but it's basically a little stand that cools the underside of your computer by lifting it up. And it also puts the computer at like a better angle to type at. So I've actually been planning on getting one for a while, so it's provided a good opportunity. And my 10% reward discount is quite handy. So I will be wrapping this up in just a second. And most likely I'll edit all these chips. Yeah, I'm going to edit all these chips together. I'm going to edit all these clips together back in GarageBand and sort of go over the evening in my own narration. So I think I'm about to get out of here. Very impressive event overall. I've never really been to one of those store new operating system releases, and I was very impressed. So, all right, see you all once I get home in GarageBand, and I am not going to give the whole subscribe at everythingdigital.org/rss.xml and visit it. I'm not going to do it. I will do that once I get home. Thanks for listening. Stay subscribed. And I'm home now. So you get to hear all that info stuff. Let's see here. Let me get it up. I actually don't have show notes for the show because it didn't really need them. But I will go ahead and go through this anyway. You can post comments at everythingdigital.org, or you can vote for the Everything Digital podcast on Podcast Alley at either podcastalley.com or everythingdigital.org, the right-hand side of the page. You can subscribe to the Everything Digital podcast, if you aren't already, at everythingdigital.org/rss.xml. And my email, if you want to email me, is alan@everythingdigital.org. My Skype ID is Everything Digital. My AOL Instant Messenger IM name is Podcaster. And you can, of course, call 206-9-THE-EDP or 206-984-3337. 3337. Not 984-3337, 3337, but you get the point. 206, that's the Seattle area code, 984-3337. And as I said earlier, but will say again, thanks for listening. I really appreciate it. And stay subscribed.